For more than six decades, South Dakota's Wheat Checkoff has been investing in new variety development, crafting wheat lines suited to South Dakota's environment. This fall, a new winter wheat variety will be released from South Dakota State University's breeding program, and its name is Owyhee. When tested as an experimental line in the state's crop performance trials, Owyhee has been a strong yielder for the past few years. SDSU Extension Crop Production Associate John Kleinjohn offers details.
This one's been an exceptional yielder. 2015, it was first overall East River, South Dakota, and second overall West River. We're kind of excited about that one. We've tested this one for 4 years now, and it's always been a great yielder.
Owyhee's three-year average yield East River comes in at 75.8 bushels, and its West River three-year average is 62.9 bushels per acre. Agronomically, Owyhee has average protein and grain quality.
Test weight's been good. It is a taller wheat, but it doesn't seem to lodge any worse than many of the other varieties. So it's tall, but it stands up good. It's a good to excellent winter hardiness as well. But the primary characteristic why it was released, I would say, is grain yield.
As for disease ratings, Owyhee has moderate resistance to stripe rust, leaf rust, wheat streak mosaic virus, and fusarium head blight. Visit igrow.org and click on the Wheat tab to learn more on Owyhee's performance in the 2016 crop performance trials. Owyhee will be increased this coming season by registered seed growers and will be available as certified seed a year from now. Development of Owyhee was supported in part by South Dakota wheat farmers and their Wheat Checkoff program. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.